messages are starting to turn a little bit.
There you go.
Good. It's not my fault he didn't understand. Oh, God. All right, what happened?
I don't even remember.
So what happened? Fill us in.
Phyllis is in.
We talked about
Noah Lyles' thing about like making fun of like the NBA champions are not the world champions. It's not a world league.
Yeah, I'm like, okay,
but it's still the best team in the world of the regular teams, not an all-star team, that kind of thing.
Because
it's the best league in the world. There's no...
Yeah, but what was it that Amy called you out on? Because remember when he said, I'm not affected by something, I'm only...
Oh.
I think that's what the guy's talking about. That was really good. That was really funny.
Oh, what was it?
Oh, yeah. That thing. Yeah, I was playing, though.
Okay.
Kevin.
That's a good one. Amy meant that.
Yeah, I know.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay.
And I don't even remember what it was.
Yeah. No, it was something about whether things like this bothered you.
Yeah.
Like it deep in your soul. And it's like, I said, yeah, things will make you mad once in a while, but once it's over, it's over.
Oh.
Like I don't dwell on stuff.
I see. I don't dwell on stuff either, except when Rachel deep pants
yeah.
me in front of everybody.
No kidding.
I can't seem to let that
this is like day three.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to think I'm over it.
I'm over it. I'm not mad. I'm over it.
You seem over it.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care that she said that to me and made me think about it.
He hasn't been journaling about it to work through his emotions.
It's not in my diary.
Did I do something? Have you guys used your fancy pins I gave you yet? You played with them?
I did. I'm having a difficult with the yellow.
Yellow is always difficult.
I'm having a difficult time with the yellow.
Yeah.
Dave gave us those click pens that have multiple colors,
yeah.
but this one has 10 colors on it.
It's incredible.
It's awesome.
But they used to have four, right?
Like three or four, yeah.
You know, yellow can be difficult. Sometimes the purple always pops back.
Yeah.
I've noticed that.
I've never used the yellow ink. I couldn't wait.
And?
I'm having trouble with it.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Like how to use it, you mean? Like that?
Yeah, you can't really see it on the paper, yeah. but the rest of the colors are brilliant.
Quite vibrant.
Yeah. Vibrant
the
is the
is
word.
For coloring. Like a sun, you do a sun and you color
you
it.
Go.
If you use enough yellow, you can
put
see
it up in the corner of the paper like when you were a kid.
Yes. Exactly what I was picturing.
It was a really nice gift from Dave, and I've been meaning to tell him about how much I care about it.
Stationery is the way to my heart.
Oh,
it
interesting.
Is. And cake. But I mean both
cake and stationery.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh man. I've known Andrew 14 years, and I just saw him the maddest I've ever seen him in my life.
It was awesome. That was a Wheeler moment.
I was embarrassed.
See that soda he's got in there? He dropped it.
This is a different one. I had to go buy another one because I dropped the first one.
No.
Did you put the other one back, or did you?
No, I just I left it out on the counter. I'm going to put it in the fridge.
It'll be fine.
Well, what happened?
I dropped it.
He dropped it.
It would have exploded.
And I actually wrote down his quote. So imagine him saying this as angry as you've ever seen him.
Okay.
Because Andrew's a big guy. And so when Andrew starts storming around, man, G-D-it, you stupid POS, G-D-it.
Wait, who's the POS? Are you talking to yourself?
The soda.
You're mad at the soda because you dropped it?
I don't know. I'm mad at
He's
both.
Mad, right.
Yeah,
He's
I'm
mad.
Mad at both. I'm yeah. mad at the soda. I'm mad at myself.
I think it was the soda, which would have made it so funny.
It was the soda, but I guess maybe I was projecting onto the soda.
Man, dude.
Hell, maybe I might realize.
Calm down.
I'm over there on the side like, go get it. That a boy.
Yeah, and then I felt bad because I could tell. I felt like Dave was a little uncomfortable because I was...
A little?
He was standing right next to me when I said that. And then I was like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you had to see that. That
yeah, it was more like...
And then Kevin was like, that's not embarrassing at all. That's normal.
It was great.
You know what? Andrew, he comes off as a really nice guy. And when you meet him, he's super friendly. But he can get the ass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. More than you think.
I can get the ass?
Yeah,
the red ass.
It's the red ass.
Oh,
it, okay. That's what that means.
Okay, yeah. I thought you...
I just pretended to know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, absolutely, yeah.
100%
I've noticed
that
as well.
He can get that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Remember when Kevin had to explain the red ass to us?
Yeah,
I did. It was like a year ago.
We had never heard of it.
You guys I said it just like that, and you guys were like, wait, what?
You said, you were like, look, don't get me wrong. Sometimes I'll get all red ass.
Yeah.
You never heard of red ass?
Yeah, no. It's a baseball thing.
Yeah.
It's
forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. This means you're like, just like
you get hot
from?
Very quickly.
It's like, so right. So like, think about it. If a baby gets a rash, they get the red ass. They're always crying and angry, and that's what happens to a grown up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're just in a bad mood. You're angry.
Yeah, and that's not a leap at all to think of.
No. I know, but like Ronj and I, it's second nature because everybody in baseball says that.
It is a baseball thing, yeah.
And we, you know.
Like when a manager gets the ass, yeah. Like, oh, he's got the ass right now. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, comes out, wow. Starts yelling at the umpire.
I don't think you're so much that. I don't think you get in bad. If you do get in bad moods, you hide it really well.
I'm very good at hiding when I'm not in a
mood. He doesn't do it to so. You. You're his boss.
Yeah, oh, okay. No, he is not good at hiding. He walks in. I'm like, what's wrong, Andrew?
That's not when he gets the ass. When he gets it, like,
well,
okay,
that's just a bad move.
So he'll be in that little different. Side studio working allegedly on sound or whatever, and allegedly. You walk in to try and talk to him. He's like, I don't have time for this right now. I'm busy.
And then he yells when I walk in. I've got a lot going on, so I sit down. I know it's going to be a thing. Then Ronji, you sitting over there, goes, hey, if I threw Amy off of a bridge and I put a rope around her neck before I threw her off the bridge.
Whoa, I wouldn't say that.
Do you think anybody would care?
Whoa, wait a minute. No, but what were you saying today?
Oh.
If I cut off all of Amy's limbs and then put her off. Do you think anybody would be mad about it? And I'm trying
thing.
To work.
Here's the thing. You come in the office, right? And you're like, I got stuff to do. We're going air in like 20 minutes, but you're the one who's in crunch time.
Yeah, and then he's like,
yeah, I prep for my show, unlike you.
Well,
two.
What do you think the time leading up to the show is, stupid?
You pooping, usually.
Well,
what is going on? This just is spiraling out of control.
He does leave the office for a long time.
Hey.
I scared him today when he was walking back from pooping.
Yeah, I took the I was having a pre-show deuce, and I stepped out of the bathroom,
which is right by my office.
And the office was dark.
Yeah,
I didn't think anybody was in there.
You went over there.
Yeah, and then I walked past. I hear Dave go, "Oh, hey, Ron." I'm like, "Oh, jeez, whoa!"
You're leaving that one.
I thought I was the only person on that side of the building.
You're leaving that one for the executives.
I went to the executive suite to have the pre-show deuce, and Dave scared me.
And then I had to go into that bathroom.
Oh no!
It wasn't too bad.
No, all right.
It's never bad.
No, it wasn't bad.
No, of course it's not.
I never leave a.
Okay.
Ron's just like, I just ate a bunch of roses last night.
Whoa.
You had to hit the panic button.
He's like, eject.
I think it's called the dump button, isn't it?
It's funny because he scared me when I scared him. I go, hey, Ron, just.
So you scared me. I'm like,
Well, yeah, when you're doing that and you think you're the only person within 50 yards.
On a Friday, you usually are.
Right.
On a Friday, there's usually no one here at all.
I don't even go in that hallway because of all the stories that you two have told about that bathroom. And I'm like, I don't want anything to do with that bathroom.
Mm. What's wrong with the bathroom?
I'm telling these stories.
It's scary.
Oh, they're spreading the rumor that it's haunted so that people won't want to go.
No.
The haunted bathroom.
They can have it all to themselves.
Yeah, you don't
want
to go down there.
The lights just turn off.
Yeah, Moaning Myrtle's in there.
Moaning Myrtle.
Yeah, a little Harry Potter reference.
I don't know what that means.
You didn't see Harry Potter movies?
No.
No.
Oh. Never saw a single Harry Potter.
Neither did I.
Well,
anyway.
Sorry.
Yep.
Once again, covering a lot of ground.
Yep. Sorry. Thought that would turn into something.
I love how the insults were being traded back and forth, and then we got distracted by Dave and Ronji's scaring each other, and now it's just like, everything's fine now. Like, that was such a nasty argument, it felt like.
Yeah. No,
I guess it's over.
There's just a lot of bad attitude, I think.
There's a lot of tension in the office in the morning.
Seems like it.
Yeah.
I'm not even there.
It's all Andrew.
It's primarily Ron
and
Andrew.
Because they will go like,
that's convenient.
They will go like, well, you're always taking up space in our office. And then I say, our office.
I will say this. When
I've been there before Chris even worked here.
When I'm in early and I walk in, I always feel like I'm walking into something. not necessarily a fight.
Yeah,
just
no,
like,
it's usually not
going
a fight.
On.
It's a fight like.
It's Andrew's aura.
One day every 3 weeks there's a fight. And then the rest of the time we get along fine.
Then you had Bajeski in there and it really makes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pajeski makes it better, though. It's better to have Matt in there because he's like
a calming influence.
He's a calming influence because
he's 12.
Yeah. They got mad at me today because I pointed out that Matt.
Amy got mad at you.
Yeah, Amy got mad.
I thought he was a young millennial, but he's an old Gen Z.
He's a youngin.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a old Gen Z, not a young millennial.
Okay.
Because I'm like a really old millennial. I'm barely a millennial.
He was born in the year 2000.
You're like a settler.
What?
You're like a settler.
I was a settler.
Settler?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Of millennials.
Yeah, I hate mine because I'm technically the last year of boomer.
Yeah.
But you're not boomer.
No.
Yeah, you're more Gen X.
You're definitely.
Because Mason Jar is the last year of Gen X. Well,
okay.
And I'm one of the first millennials, so.
Is he more millennial or more Gen X?
More millennial, which is weird. But I think,
What would be the difference to you between X and millennial?
I think it's like I got, a phone when I was, 17 years old. So I was still in high school when I got a phone, and Gen X are like, I got one in college type
stuff.
Okay. And I think you guys had just a little bit more freedom. We had freedom to run outside and play, but we didn't leave for 6 hours.
The word you're looking for is neglect.
Yeah. You had a little bit more neglect.
Millennials also, social media really took off around like when we were like 15, 16, 17.
Yeah.
Versus like nowadays when kids have it from the day they're born.
That's the thing, right. And that's the thing too is why I'm such an old millennial. I think they're called like Xennials or something. Mm. There's that overlap.
Zennials,
yeah, where it's like 3 or 4 years. And that's where my sister are. It's the birth year of 81, 82, 83, mm-hmm. where we have a lot in common like with Gen X. Like I feel like when Ronj talks about his childhood, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember that. But then also some of the millennial childhood as well. Yeah. So there's definitely an overlap.
So you were born what year?
83.
Wow, you could be my daughter. That's weird.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Doesn't feel like that. But when Close was on the show, it didn't feel like he was 11 years older than me. And
no. Right.
Mm-hmm. No.
80 years older
it's
than
just,
you.
I mean, it's... No, but this is why this show has always been so fun is because the whole time I've been on it anyway, it's been like a spread of generations. Yeah. And it's not apparent all the time. Like, it kind of shows, like, people can get along when you get to know other people mm-hmm. and you know, it's nice.
We're like a Benetton ad. Yeah.
Yeah. Except for, I'm not going to say it.
What is Benetton?
It was very controversial at the time.
Is it
the
advertising?
Yes, it was clothing.
Yeah, clothes.
Clothing. Wait.
Lots of different races, lots of different...
The United Colors of Benetton was big ad. Rep, and, it, obviously different people from different parts of the world.
Controversial in a good way?
I don't remember it
provocative
being...
Provocative way.
Is there such a thing? Yeah, at the time, it was more of a like, oh, they're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People got mad because... Well, some people got mad because they thought like they were forcing something down people's throats.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some people.
I don't like diversity.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, that's what I mean by like diversity could be the at the time controversial in a good way, right? Because it's diversity. But then I know American Apparel had controversial in a bad way because they were like semi-pornographic ads. Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
American Apparel.
I don't know that one.
Yeah.
Millennial thing.
Ooh, check that out.
Yeah.
123 DG, Ass and KMOX. Happy, gorgeous Friday. Going to be a great weekend. A few shout-outs. Thank you to everyone who's been sending in your voice memos, and they've been a lot of fun. Ask us some stuff for Ask DGS, because we want to get a segment out of it, quite frankly. It's a little less work for us, a little more work for you. And I received a whole bunch of condolence cards today. People, went to Walgreens and bought cards and wrote things. It's so sweet, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I did not see that coming.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Really, really nice. And thank you. We had 3,500 views on our Planet of the Apes card opening, which is, I don't know if that's good or bad, but Ray said it's good. And Steve, our boss, sent me a message about it, and he said, "You're so odd. That was so dumb. I watched the whole thing."
Perfect.
High praise from your boss.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Trading cards for Planet of the Apes, huh?
Yeah.
There's trading cards.
Was it
for
a thing back then? Or is it like you saw it and went, oh, they had these? And
no, it was a thing for me.
No, it was a big thing in general.
At the time.
I mean, Planet of the Apes was huge.
It was huge at the time.
The television show was less huge.
Right.
The television show trading cards were not huge.
Right.
But since I had already ran through wearing girls' shoes and nunchucking, I thought I might as well find something else that'll keep me a virgin pretty long. So that was it.
You know, we had quite a few people comment on that video and say that Planet of the Apes was too scary for them.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I get that. It scared me, too. I just fought through it. Everything scared me. Being afraid was a huge part of my childhood. Was it for you guys? Like, my best friend Stacy and I would tell each other ghost stories.
Hmm.
And not like ghost stories like once upon a time, but like last night there was a guy in my bed and he had knives all in his face. And then every day, swear to God, it was the same thing. We'd be like, look, I've lied about everything I've ever told you in the past. And you're like, what? Then you're like, but last night at 3 a.m. And you're like, oh my God, they're telling the truth because they admitted lying about everything else. That, and I had like the Universal Monsters models that glowed in the dark.
Glowed.
Oh.
Man, those things glue.
Glowing glue.
They have glown.
What a genius but terrible idea for a children's toy, you know? During the day, they're fine. At night, you're like, oh, great.
It's alive.
Fantastic. I bought Nick was into Spider-Man when he was a kid, and I bought him, who's the black one?
Venom,
yeah.
And you just stuck him in his drawer, and in the middle of the night, he'd go like, I'm going to kill you.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't do a lot of the horror movies when I was a kid. The only thing when I was growing up that ever made me scared or uneasy or whatever was Unsolved Mysteries.
Wow.
That was it. And the theme song to Unsolved Mysteries at the time, oh, God. If I heard it, I got terrified. Yeah. I thought something bad was about to happen soon as I could hear that song.
You're the only kid watching that. That's interesting.
I don't think so.
I just remember I watched a little bit of Rescue 911. Remember that show?
Rescue 911. Yeah, with Kirk, Captain Kirk. Why can't I think of his name? William Shatner.
Yeah.
He was the host.
I was young, like 6, because I barely remember. I just remember like a tree fell through a house and pinned this little boy in his bed and they had to come save him. Yeah.
Did you want to watch Scary Things?
Oh, no. I think I saw that one at church. Like, I think there was like the kids were all getting together and somehow they played it.
Yeah.
I don't know. But no, I was not. No, I had no desire for anything scary. We didn't do anything scary. We didn't do Halloween.
You know, screwed me up, Rach. Probably you two was Left Behind.
Oh, yeah.
And Distant Thunder. But the rapture.
Left Behind was scary, but it was so appealing too. Like, I used to pray and be like, look, I'm saved, but if the rapture happens, I want to stay behind and be here for all the action.
Really?
Yeah. Because they painted it. It was so adventurous. They had Left Behind for kids, and they were having a great time.
they were having adventures.
Yeah. So.
My era, it was called Distant Thunder, I think. It was not. It was like giant spiders were baristas and things like that. So. I did not want to be left behind.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, I remember something else that scared me. I grew up in a very puppety time. I think you guys avoided that, but we, like almost every kid's variety show, featured puppets at some point, and there were the ones called Kukla, Fran, and Ollie. Google that. It's nightmare fuel. And it was like Corky's Colorama was a kid show, and a local weather guy played Corky, and then here would come Kukla, Fran, and Ollie, and my little ass would just go running out of the room. Awful. Little ventriloquist dummies were huge back then.
Yeah, I avoided puppets, which is great because I hate them.
What a great quote.
Hey, everybody.
I've gone to great lengths in my life to duck puppets.
Oh, wait, I was afraid of the band at Showbiz Pizza.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. Billy Bob, no. Whatever that guy's name was.
I don't know. There was the rat and the gorilla.
The gorilla was the main one.
Yeah.
That was pre-Chuck E. Cheese.
I never went to Chuck E. Cheese or Showbiz, and I am all the more enriched for it.
Never?
Never went to Chuck E. Cheese?
Mm-mm.
We should go. Just you and me.
Yeah, okay.
They got pizza and video games, man.
Charles Entertainment Cheese.
Do they still have a band, or is it?
I think, wasn't there a story recently they just got rid of it?
They got rid of the band.
Yeah.
Now it's just slot machines. It's a gateway to the casinos.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, now we're talking.
So, Andrew, you have given up on prison food, and you have a new passion?
Yeah, my new hyperfixation is medieval times. Now, this happens... Every couple of years. Every couple of years, because I've never been, and I've never made the trip. There's one in Schaumburg, so, you know, four and a half-ish.
When you
here.
Say medieval times, this is like a...
It's a restaurant.
Oh, yeah, it's a place. It's a dinner
it's a
theater.
Dinner show is what it is, yeah.
It's a dinner theater chain, of which the closest one is in Schaumburg, where you go and they serve you dinner of a sort, and then you watch, like, a little show where they joust.
It's
and
a
they
fake
do
joust.
Trips.
Kind of medieval
it's a
show.
Real it's a real joust, Kevin. It's just that they're not hurting each other.
That's why it's fake.
Oh my gosh.
You are like a little rain cloud and he's trying to have a medieval parade.
Look,
and
just,
every time
it's
he
not
says
real.
Something
it's not real. Him,
they're not real nice.
Ross, did you ever go?
They're not a real king.
They're not really stabbing each other.
I've driven past it multiple times, but I'm not. It looks like a castle from the outside.
I mean, it's a long time ago, so maybe
Kevin
they've done it
sucks.
Better, but
Kevin,
I went.
Were you hurt by a winch at some point?
No. Look, it was boring and the food wasn't that good.
Oh, you've been.
It went a long time ago. I mean, I'm talking 25 years ago. I went, my in-laws took my wife and I when we were newlyweds. We were in our 20s.
Did you have this attitude there?
I did. I hated it.
Were you the whole time? This is stupid.
And I think I hated it because I think we went on a Sunday afternoon and I was missing football.
He's not a real
And I was like, this sucks. I should be watching football.
We're in America. We don't even have a royal family.
No, actually, I mostly remember the acting and the whole show thing being a little bit bleh.
Why do I care if they're sword fighting? They already know who wins. It's not a real fight.
No, but they were like, it was a bunch of like American college age kids faking British accents.
It's not a flex like, to tell everyone you know it's fake. Everyone knows it's fake.
It's a theater performance.
No, but it wasn't good.
I went to see Hamilton. There wasn't one founding father there.
That's not the real Hamilton.
I know it's not the real Thomas Jefferson. Yeah. Who cares?
Nobody dies. It's not a big
deal.
And
his wife is like, now, Kevin, the real Thomas Jefferson's very busy. That's one of his helpers.
Yeah. He's very busy being dead for 200 years.
The real
years.
Thomas Jefferson couldn't make it today.
What's the thing in Branson? It's like that, but cowboy-themed?
Dixie Stampede?
Yeah, it's
the Dolly Parton's thing?
Same kind of thing, right?
Same concept where it's like a dinner show.
Where's
it's
the
like
one where you
theater.
Eat the roast chicken with your hands?
That's medieval
That's
times.
That's medieval times, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at the roast chicken right now, and it
looks pretty
real good.
It looks good. And so good. Every couple of years, I get hyper-fixated where I can't think about anything else, and then I get distracted and I move on. But this time, I'm really going to do it. In the next couple of months, if I can find a weekend where
you're going to stay in an Airbnb and sleep in the guy's bed?
I think I might have to.
Yeah. I got a friend that lives
in a
pretty expensive area there.
I'm sure I got a place in Schaumburg you could stay.
You
want
do?
Me, want me to put you up with a friend?
Yeah. Okay. If you got a friend who doesn't mind three people, because we're going to see if my dad wants to go. So,
oh, yeah, I'm sure they'd love it.
Three people that they've never met.
Hey, buddy, can you let my friend Andrew stay?
It's no big deal.
It's fine. It's fine. Just
nice.
Him and his wife. Yeah, he's
nice.
Totally nice.
It's just that every few years he gets hyperfixated on medieval times.
Nice. He's just obsessed with medieval times.
Oh, is he coming to bring his kids? No. It's just
no.
him.
No, grown just adult. Him. No, he will actually be bringing his father, actually.
So when you were telling me about this last night, I was thinking it was the Renaissance Fair.
No, they have those here in St. Louis.
Have you ever been to one of those?
I haven't, but I
hear
should.
They're swingers.
What?
Oh, really?
That's the Renaissance Pleasure Fair. That's a different
one. Oh, my goodness.
Whoa, what is this?
I'm 100% serious. Look it up. It's called the, like, Pleasure Renaissance Fair or
you
Renaissance
know,
Pleasure
you
Fair.
You know so much stuff.
We're all like, what?
I have found out so many things.
I've heard that about Civil War reenactors, too.
That's some of them.
Yeah.
There's, like, the normal ones and then the sexy ones.
Pickett's Charge is way different.
Oh, my God. The original Renaissance Pleasure Fair in Irwindale, California.
Knew it. And that's
voted
where
the,
they're
hold
like.
On. Voted the number one family-friendly Renaissance Fair?
It doesn't sound like swingers.
That can't be.
No, that's the, like, it's the one where, like.
Why
the,
would pleasure be in it?
Because it's like, there's you know, there's stuff there.
Well, yeah, but I mean, why would it be family-friendly then?
Oh, I don't know, but I know that that's the place where, like, the wenches will, like, hold you down and tip the drink up into your mouth or whatever.
What?
This is real. just saying.
That is one of the most interesting sentences I've ever heard.
Is that what you think happens at medieval times?
That's where one of the winches will hold you down.
I'm watching this and
put the drink in your mouth.
He's like calling my wife, like, we got to go to this.
The wenches will
can't wait to see what they do with the roast chicken.
I said pluck the chicken.
Oh boy,
we have ruined Amy.
He's like, I want to laugh but I don't.
At the pleasure fair, costume weapons must be sheathed.
Keep that weapon in sheath there,
buddy. That's what it says.
That's what I hear.
But here's the thing. Is that a euphemism?
Here's the thing. I don't know why they would say that it's...
No sword play.
I don't know why they'd say it's not, it's family friendly or whatever, but like if it... Why would the word pleasure be in there then?
Oh, yeah, so are you just speculating?
No, I'm not speculating. I've seen people go to it and it gets
weird.
What do
you mean you've seen people go to it?
Like online.
Why would you see this?
What does that mean?
That doesn't just pop up.
The algorithm sees me playing, you know, like Baldur's Gate or whatever all day.
What?
It's a video game.
Yeah.
And then it's like, hey, this guy's into everything. And then it's like, show him these wenches.
But they're family-friendly wenches?
I think it's like as family-friendly as you want it to be, right? Maybe you can be like, hey, my kids are here, knock it off.
Let me up.
I don't think if you're having like a sanctioned swingers event, you can also call it family friendly.
Well, there's, wait a minute. I'm looking at the entertainment and the stage shows. There's a guy named Aaron Bonk with fire whips and swords.
Mm-hmm.
That looks pretty good.
There we go.
Is it fire, comma, whips, comma, and swords?
No, it just says fire whips. There's no comma. Fire whips.
I got all three.
Ooh, there's a gnome hunt.
Ooh.
You get to hunt for gnomes?
Found them. I'm looking up. See, yeah.
There's a fan review here.
The accidental acrobats.
Well.
They flip, tumble, and crash their way into your heart.
What's the fan review say, Kevin?
So this is from Robin. Robin wrote this in and said, this is a wonderful place to spend a few hours with a lot of great opportunities for people watching. It says, small children will really have fun.
Ooh.
A lot of things for them to do, especially age 5 to 10.
I might be thinking of something else.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of something else there, buddy. You're on the wrong side of the internet.
Razor might have been right about this one.
Okay, I'm legit confused. Is Kevin talking about the same thing that Ron just talking
yes,
about?
Yes, we looked up the same thing.
In California?
Yeah,
the Renaissance Pleasure Fair.
So kids love the gnome hunting and fire whips?
Well, they like the shows.
I don't know. There's a guy named Bugle Biggins there.
Oh!
I kind of want to see him.
Biggie.
All of these things could be...
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's why it's so hard to figure out.
Either one.
That's why it's so hard to figure out what's going on.
So Vice.com has a story called The Mating Rituals of the Renaissance Pleasure Fair. Many couples open their relationship for the Renaissance Pleasure Fair so
there
they can more comfortably swing.
Family friendly. Yep, kids are welcome.
The Freestylers of Piping.
That sounds like code.
Mm-hmm.
We are just somehow all right at the same time about how it's family-friendly for swingers.
Remember how, I think we had people call in and say that he was right, but Close used to talk about there was a pornographic drive-in where people would take their kids, and they had, like, playgrounds and people playing Frisbee and catch.
Like a drive-in theater, outdoor drive-in theater?
Yeah, big drive-in outdoor theater where they showed pornographic films and people would take their kids. And the kids would just go play games. And Mark was like, yeah, we used to go all the time. Like, we didn't care about the movie. We were just playing Frisbee.
Yep.
Dude, this website's the best. Mudge the Hammered Dulcimerist. The Poxy Boggards. You can watch the Poxy Boggards at this thing.
Why do I feel like I should be dumping everything?
Yeah, I don't know. This all feels like code, man.
Be careful.
It's got to be.
Anyway, the reason I was asking about the Renaissance Fair is because people dress up for that. Are you going to dress up for the
Sure. Medieval times.
Might as well, right?
Yeah, you'd be a great be Henry VIII.
Yeah. Holy crap. Yeah. Yeah.
Big giant chicken.
Yeah.
Just wear like a big bathrobe
big
or something.
Turkey leg.
Yeah.
One time, Nick and I went to the St. Charles Convention Center for a gun show when he was about 13. And there were two conventions going on. It was the gun show and the furry convention.
Mm-hmm.
And there was only one place to eat, and it was all hot dogs. And so it was just people dressed like mice and Wookiees, and then guys looked like Elmer Fudd. It was awesome.
Oh, my God.
No, so, the crossover event of the century.
It's not Wabbit season.
I feel like people need to know about this
I don't think so.
Amy has shown me another act.
No, this was from the Vice article. Okay. I didn't do anything
wrong. Oh, the Vice article.
Yeah.
But I didn't do anything wrong.
Amy's like, I didn't go to the grown-up site.
No, but here's the thing. I don't think you
should
read it.
You're talking directly to God here.
I can't read about the gag spoon lady?
I don't know.
I think you just did.
Yeah.
I think it's fine. Here you go.
Way to go, Amy. Way to hand Ron something dirty.
That's going
to
say, like, handing Ron something or me or anybody and saying, don't read this, you're guaranteed it's going to get read. We know what you wanted.
Oh, that's good.
We know what you wanted.
You wanted it to be read. You're going out to.
Yeah. Yeah. 150 DGS. Happy Friday to you. Keep your voice memos. We need a better name for that. I liked Mic Drop. It 101 already had that for years. So we have to think of a clever name for people leaving those messages for us.
I thought we were told we couldn't.
Couldn't come up with a good name?
Yeah, they said they just want to use voice message.
Who told you that?
Yeah.
Steve.
Oh, come on, Steve.
I think it's an Odyssey
why we
thing.
We call it a Steve Drop.
We should call it Steve Drop.
DGS hollers.
You can't take it for yourself.
Well, you guys can call it something else.
Yeah.
That'll really piss Steve off.
We call it something different every hour.
Every hour. Every message.
Just stifling creativity over here.
What's he going to do? Oh, he's our boss. You guys going to be watching Breaking? Not Breakdancing. You can't call it Breakdancing. Did you know that?
No.
That's offensive. You can't call it Breakdancing. It's called Breaking.
It's offensive?
Yeah. I mean, to breakers.
Do they think it's redundant or something?
It's just, I don't know exactly what the problem is with it. But also, old school breakers do not like the fact that it's a sport. They don't like the fact that it's in the Olympics.
I get that.
I read a whole article about it.
I get it.
Did you see Ray Gun?
It's still fun. Yeah, if you guys saw Ray Gun, though, holy crap.
Tell me about Ray Gun.
Ray Gun is a 36-year-old Australian woman who I don't think had ever done it before in her life.
and she's in the Olympics.
I think it seems very much like Ray Gunn may have hustled her way in to get a free trip to France and succeeded. So respect the game.
Pretty awesome.
How bad is she?
It's pretty awful.
I mean, like, kind of a lot of like picture around like on the ground.
Yeah, like really weird, slow too. You know how breaking, and I almost said break dancing, don't want to offend people. You know, like breaking, like it's fast and moving and flowing, and hers is just like, okay, I'm going to do this move.
It's
and now
weird.
I'm going to do this move.
It's weird that you say that because I saw one. I don't know what her name was, like Extremist or something like that. I don't know, with an X. But it looked like beginner breaking. You know how like on any TikTok or Instagram reels, you see some incredible dancers. This was not that.
You know, I've noticed that even like during the women's gymnastics, because you're watching the USA and you're watching Brazil and they're amazing, and then they'll be like, and here's someone from Toledo, and they're just not good, and you remember, oh, that's right,
yeah,
not everyone is fantastic
like the United States.
Is that Ray Gun?
This is Ray Gun.
Yeah.
Oh, Reagan's only marginally better than Dave.
That there was the best comment I saw on Twitter was Reagan giving hope to everyone that they might show up in the Olympics someday.
Reagan is causing PTSD for every parent. I mean, literally, who's had a toddler meltdown in Target.
Every single
she's going to be super famous.
Every single 12 and 13 year old boy in 1985 was a better breaker than that.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Reagan.
She choke under the pressure.
What is Ray Gunn doing?
I don't know. It's unbelievable.
I kind of love it. I kind of love it too.
Like, but that's the Olympics.
Well, how did she score?
Not well. She was going up against the person in that routine she was going up against is called Sissy. Why are they going by weird names?
Well, maybe that's the culture.
They're breakers. Yeah, they're breakers. Breakers have to have cool names. Not everyone wants
like
to be
Ray Owen. Gun.
Here's Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin.
You know who else used to broke?
Who?
Andrew?
Uh-huh.
With your euphonium?
Uh-huh.
Andrew used to broke?
You uh-huh. broke?
He's on the phone.
Oh, my gosh. Did he? Did you ever see him break?
I saw him lay down. Am I wrong, Rich?
No, you're...
We're talking about when you used to break.
Yeah. I was very, very certain a couple of years ago that I could do the worm. Because I could visualize it. You know when you can visualize it in your head, and that's step one, is you see it, then you do it.
Yeah, and he just laid down on the ground and moaned.
Yeah, because I tried to move, and I popped my chin on the floor really hard.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And it hurt.
It was popping and locking without the locking. Now, did you actually used to break?
Oh, no. No.
Oh, you just thought for a minute you could.
I just thought I could, yeah.
Oh. Clears it up.
Yeah.
Explains a lot.
Yeah. No. I've never, no, not at all.
What's the most athletic thing you can do?
Boy, that's a great question.
Not ride a bike.
I can climb stairs up to a certain amount.
Like up to what number? 6?
Yeah, like, I don't know, 10. 10 or 11.
Wait, 6 flights or 6 steps?
Like 6 steps.
Oh. A certain amount.
I say it, Amy. You don't say it. I make the joke. You don't make the joke.
Telling Amy how insults work.
Yeah, you can do 4 steps.
She doesn't really know what an insult is because most of the things she says are just insulting. It's like when you have a great grandmother that has no filter.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, today our producer, Matt Pajeski, said you insulted him verbally and physically.
That's true.
How'd you do it physically?
No, I don't
that's
know.
That's assaulted, not insulted.
Yeah, those are different. He's young, though. He'll figure it out.
He is.
Just a baby.